Let me just turn it on.
Welcome everybody to the...
Recording in progress.
Yep.
The April 24th meeting of the Board of Selectmen. Do you join me as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Russ Dan.
Susan Young.
Reimer.
Pat Martin.
And Boy Chavez is excused tonight. All right, we have a public minutes of April 10th.
I'm going to abstain from these minutes.
I'll move to accept as printed for discussion if that's the case.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion or corrections?
None.
No? Okay. Then all in favor of approving them?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Abstain.
And abstain. And good. Okay. All right. Is this yours? Budget Committee, new hire?
Yes. Lynn sent me yesterday the email. Her name is Joan Monaco. We are going to hire her at $18 per hour. And she starts on May 10th. We didn't put her on the matrix because she is a minute taker. So,
yep.
And she fell in a weird step in grade. So we just want to hire her at that.
Does that fall within the same range of everybody else's?
No, it doesn't. That's why we kept it. Because they take minutes, they're kind of separate. I mean, they're...
No, I mean, somebody that does minutes. Other people...
We don't have a greater step in them. We don't.
Well, no, but there's other people that...
Yeah, but they don't, yeah. But some are employees and then some are
oh,
not.
Oh, so. All right, okay. That's
no,
what I'm trying to
no, just
very part-time.
No other, just minute taker.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Right.
Okay,
so.
That's what I was trying to find out.
Yep.
Yep.
And I have, I still have you guys to sign, if you don't mind signing, that's a new hire people.
Yeah.
So, if someone wants to...
Do we need a motion? Or
yeah, what? I would.
Yeah, please.
I'll make a motion to hire Joan Monaco for $18 per hour as the administrative assistant for the budget committee.
Second that.
Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. And the cemetery hire, you said you wanted to table that?
Yeah, we didn't get the paperwork on that, so.
All right.
Cemetery trustees.
But that's not the same woman.
No, no, okay. This is for actually a cemetery worker.
Oh.
That's what that's for.
Okay.
So. Although, if this woman would be interested in being the cemetery's minute taker, then.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
We need one.
Here you go, Sue.
This is a litter ordinance. Did you want to move on? I'm sorry. Just jumped ahead. Brian.
Oh, the proposed ordinance?
Yeah. Russ, did you want to speak to this? This is just a draft, what I attached.
Right. I didn't have it read through this.
Yeah, I don't know if the board wants to review it.
What? I think we're... some things are getting out. Driving down the road, was it mosquito something? They got... you know, somebody has their yard...
Mosquito
spray.
Joe.
Mosquito Joe. Hey... They're advertising, those are advertising signs for Mosquito Joe. Are we going to have these all over town? I mean, when we have a running for an office or something, you can only have them so far in front of the election.
10 days after the
election. 10 days after. I think we've got to, if you have a business in town and the planning board or whoever does it gives you an authorization to put a sign in front of your house, that's fine. But I think, you know, this signage... is going to start getting out of hand. What is another one? Solar. Saw that another one. They're having solar panels. If a person's working on a roof and they're the roofer, they should be able to be there to advertise that they're there.
Usually, when they're done with it, they usually take
it. It should
signs
be gone. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's another situation. I don't want this item, but I think somebody else will, and you put it out in front of you.
Oh, free item, yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
How long can those things sit there? This one table that's sitting on the side of the road on Chester Turnpike has been there now for quite a while. Where are we coming from? I don't know if we have an ordinance or not at that point. That's what I was asking.
I don't know. My take on that is these people, they're asking for the property owner's permission. And it's the property owner's land. Like, how much control do we really need to have over one person's land? As it is, I feel like I pay rent to live in Candia anyways. So, you know what I mean? My taxes make me feel like I pay rent to live here, and then I've got all these rules that I have to live by. Well, so, like, if I've got Mosquito Joe coming to my house, and they ask me, can I put a sign out in front so that people know that I'm out here treating, and if they want their yard treated, well, I'm already out here, so contact me, type of thing. And it's their property.
I know it's their property, but when you start with mosquitoes, that people didn't want the town sprayed, majority.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But I think all we're doing is letting a company have access to continual advertising
on that person's property.
On 10 people's property, whatever, or one. I just think it's just you're going to see too many of these signs going around.
I mean, I can see having a limited time for them, but...
Well, that's where I'm at.
To not allow it at all, I think, is not right.
Well, it's like the roofer. He's there doing the job. He's done with the job. Takes a sign out. And that's basically...
They do leave them behind for a while. It's just like pavers. When pavers pave yards, they leave the sign there for...
They may have a week or two afterwards. They may have an incentive program where... Well, how did you hear about us? Well, from 425 North Road, I saw the sign out front, and now that person gets $10 off their next treatment or something. So,
I just think it's advertising that is just... Get on the radio, get on TV, do that, instead of having these signs. For a period of time, I can understand.
Yep.
But not... We get to too many. How many of these different signs are we going to have around all the time?
When they start becoming garbage, that's a different story. But
well, with all due respect, my opinion would be it's a person's property, and if I want to have some roofer's sign out in front of, political things are a different story. They're usually fairly big and this and that, and I think there needs to be guidelines. But on my own property, to tell me whether I can have a sign or not of someone I'm doing business with. And the mosquito people, I think, come every month? So every month they leave
four,
it.
Six
I mean,
weeks.
Well,
I don't know.
What about Mr. Green? What about this one? What about this one?
I mean, sometimes they need to put a sign out to let you know that they just treated the area so that you don't go walking through.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying is how many different companies are that can be out there doing that. We're going to have these scattered throughout town. I'm looking at how can you monitor it.
How about if it's a problem, if it becomes a problem, we look at it then?
Did somebody complain to you, Rob?
Yeah.
Huh?
Did somebody complain?
I just don't like going down the street and seeing all that stuff.
Oh.
And the other end of it is we have people that have their garbage picked up. Mm-hmm. And some of them are leaving the garbage cans in front of the house, which shouldn't be.
I think that was dealt with, wasn't it?
That, this one situation, but if you go around, that's what I'm saying, is where does it start getting out of hand and looking at it? That was taken care of. That person took care of it and moved it, and there's no problem.
Actually, I think they cleaned up, too, a lot of the stuff that had blown around, too.
Well... That's fine. But what I'm saying is, you go down to the city, you bring garbage cans out, and they walk them back and put them in the garage, out of sight type of thing. I just wanted to bring this forward of, how much trash, and some of these signs to me, are trash. But
so are you just bringing the board's attention? You're not proposing anything at this
point? I have nothing to propose.
Okay.
No.
So we've been duly informed.
I will recycle.
You'll recycle. No, it's
posted.
I mean, other this just shows that other towns have something.
Hold on.
Okay.
This shows that other towns have something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And
I
that's
have several. Yep.
You know, and I keep this for.
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely would need to be, I think, tweaked and stuff. If
yeah,
really
it's a good
to.
Point, yeah. Russ. But I hate to govern what people do on their property.
How to enforce
part of what too. Part of what draws people to a town like this yeah. is the is right. minimalizing the
yep.
amount of governance there is
yeah.
on what someone can do with
yeah,
their property.
Rules and regulations. Yeah, seems like the federal government's taking care of that quite nicely. If Candia can maybe. Step
no,
back a
back
little
off
bit,
a little.
But yeah, but yeah, no, it's a good point though, Russ. It's a good point, something to think
well,
about. If it becomes a problem, I think.
When does it become a problem? That's
I don't
the question
know.
Too. You know, is it
in the eyes of the beholders?
Well, that's right? all of it, right?
Yeah. All right. What do you got for Plaza Casino?
I need the board to authorize you to sign the engagement letter.
Do you
so
have the original?
I did. It was. It came via. I don't have a good copy. Sorry, I don't have a clean copy. It came via PDF.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll print it off, and you and I can just.
All right.
Okay.
So you want a motion board. Then from somebody?
Just to authorize, yes, Brian.
May I
and
ask one question? Do they go over? They go over what we have for
deficiencies.
Well, no, I know they do the deficiencies of some of them or whatever, but do they go over? A lot of different warrant. What's the word I warrant? Help me out here.
Expenditures? I don't know.
No.
Carla,
what are they in charge
the
of?
The treasurer. They go through the treasurer.
All the fund balances that we have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they go over that and they
oh, the count? Trust funds, you mean?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
was a hard
do.
Word.
Yeah.
That was hard to come
no,
up with.
No, they do.
The garbage thing has just gotten me all all
trashed all trashed up. All trashed up.
They audit treasurer, trustees of the trust fund, Smith & Morrill.
So they account for the money and make sure that everything's there and all the interest?
Yep, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, just authorize Brian to sign.
Like to make a motion to give Brian the authorization to sign the engagement letter for Plodzik and Sanderson.
I'll second it.
When are we on?
Plodzik and
the
Sanderson engagement letter.
The auditors.
Yeah, the PNS. Okay. It's not. It's a bad copy. Sorry, I didn't black and white.
Was that seconded?
Yeah, I second. He did it, and I second.
Yeah, all in favor there?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right, let me know when you get that map.
Okay, so Zoom, what's up?
Let me know when you...
All right, do you want to just do it out before we leave tonight, or...?
If you get the copy you want signed, sure.
I'll do it nice and clean, yeah, clean copy.
And then Zoom will go to table.
At his table.
I'm surprised. Boyd should be Zooming.
He said he couldn't even talk.
No, he
just
can
kidding.
Barely...
Yeah, he's in Russia.
He can talk, but he's
no.
it's pretty
you
broken.
You can't zoom from a flip phone.
Right.
Or a rotary
dial.
Yeah.
Okay. Another business.
Yes.
Got lots of housekeeping items. Okay.
Okay.
Dean gave me some paperwork today. Well, first, I guess the SAFER grant.
Oh, yeah, do that first.
Formal motion. Yep. If you want to, if someone wants to. This is the staff
is this
we have with the same
we had
grant.
Discussed that. I don't know if you want
to
say
meeting. Oh, we're talking
the
about
the
yes,
grant.
The
just
grant.
To approve
yes.
it.
No,
we,
no.
I guess we received this. The fire department received this grant.
No, I
right.
thought we're done.
So we need a motion
right now,
to approve.
Just approve the grant. He wants something from the department, from the
yeah.
Board of Selectmen. So.
All right. I want to make a motion to approve the SAFER grant for the fire department in the amount of $690,562 in federal funding.
I'll second that.
Was there any questions at the board? I think we discussed this.
Yeah,
in
he came in and explained
life,
it all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they had a really good
explanation.
Yeah,
it was in the yeah, was in
all
the
in favor then?
So.
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
And I'd just like to thank, thank Jeff
thank you.
For securing these grants for us.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
Sorry.
Okay, the next one is just to, I need three selectmen signatures for the deputy fire warden, who is going to be Michael Kelly. So I have that, and he also has...
Another hat he wears.
I know, so, and then we have several fire wardens as well, which I'll need, yeah, I need three signatures, so Brian,
they all need motions on those, too?
Do you want me to read off the list of the ones that have the fire wardens, okay? We have Kyle Ball, okay, do you want me to read them? Okay, John Burnett, William Cormier, Jesse Daniels, Matt Doobie, Jeff Gagnon, Michael LeBlanc, Kevin McDonald, Matt Richter, Adam Sicard, Isaiah Susie, James Wilson, Arlen Avicino, Arlen, yeah. And Dina. Dina is the, he is the fire warden.
He's the warden, yeah.
So I have those tags here for that. And what is this? This is also part of that.
Someone want to make that motion?
For
all the aforementioned names.
Like to make a motion to accept all the aforementioned named as deputy...
Warden?
Deputy fire warden and fire warden.
And fire warden.
What's that?
I'll help you with the motion, yeah, I'll help you. I'll help you.
Second.
Russ seconded. Any questions on any of them? See you none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Okay. And then there are also two appointments.
Point, you got an appointment too, right?
Yeah, two appointments. Did you want to read it or?
Yeah, you're right there. Read away.
You want me to read it? Okay. Yeah. Dear Chairman, it is my pleasure as Chief of the Town of Candiac Volunteer Fire Department to provide you with the name of an individual who I recommend for appointment to the department. This individual has demonstrated a strong commitment to providing professional level emergency services to the Town of Candiac, and I offer this recommendation without reservation. This person recommended has submitted background information attesting to the individual skill level and has agreed to attain and maintain at least a minimum level of professional certification consistent with the needs of the department. The applicant has also provided information as to their character. Paperwork has been submitted to the state and is pending for motor vehicle reports, insurance coverage through NHSFA, a criminal background check, investigation conducted by the Candiac Police Department and the State Police. I request the appointment be made effective April 24th, 2023. And the first one is Kamar D. Beauchemin. She's from Candiac. And Mitchell Young, who is from Manchester.
I'll second that.
That's why I had you read it.
I kind of botched the last name on Kamara's, but
it's amazing. I looked at that name and I said,
"What?
Nobody
first did. Russ seconded, but I need a first."
I'll make a motion for whatever Andrew just said.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
But it's amazing how our chief keeps pulling.
Yeah.
So these are signed here.
Yeah. All in favor?
Russ,
Sue,
Brian,
Pat,
and the last one was Janet Lewis would like to become a full member. We do not have an appointment slip. I just talked to Brian about this. He wants to get her appointed. She would like to be a full member of the Conservation Commission. So the
I'd
board
like
is
to make
agreeable
a motion
to
appoint Janet Lewis to the Conservation Commission.
I'll second it.
I'll put her appointment slip in, though.
Russ in favor.
Sue?
Brian?
Pat.
Good. Yeah, she had sent me an email. I asked her to submit a letter.
Yep. It's in the folder.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I may have done this backwards.
What?
I signed it and then wrote my name instead of writing my name and then signing it.
Oh. Oh, the witness.
There was no
that's
specific instructions.
They get it.
It'll work.
That's a witness one, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right. Can I get a witness?
That's where Andrea.
Oh.
We're supposed to sign. I'll cross out.
I don't
witness.
Know if we missed any Sue there or not, but...
That's what I get from the first one.
Are these for the fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the deputy and the warden. I think my penmanship is getting worse.
You have a great signature.
I don't write enough.
You don't have to sit here and toot your horn or anything. You have a very nice signature.
Really?
It hurts
when I write.
So. Your hand or your brain?
Both. Both. I I didn't know if I had something else I wanted to bring up tonight or not. Jeff's not here, so.
Am I the director? I don't have to sign this. We've got three slots tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, it was only three slots, I think, anyway.
I think you're the director now.
No, I'm a director.
Did I miss the director?
Gary, no.
And the pay will.
Was it Department reports last meeting?
Yeah, because you had the boogie. You had the boogie.
It was a long night.
Was it a long night? It was a bad outage?
Fire in Manchester.
Oh.
It was a long night. I got home at 3:30 in the morning.
Holy crapola. That was like a 9-hour drive then, huh?
Yeah.
It was another whole day, and you still had to be to work in the morning, too?
No, I didn't start till noon time.
Oh, so they do give you a rest time?
Yeah.
Good. While Sue signed it, was there anything else, Andrew, you had, or?
That's it, that's all I had, so.
And the other board members get anything for other business? I thought I had something I wanted to bring up, but maybe it was just the Conservation Commission.
Oh, I have a question though, Brian. If I didn't think I had anything for the SIP that I couldn't handle in the yearly.
Oh, that, thank you for bringing that up.
For Moore Park, I shouldn't have put anything in.
No.
Okay.
No, that was what I was gonna bring up tonight, because we were lacking from parks, and I said I didn't think there was anything, but I'll check with Sue.
Yeah.
The other one was solid waste for us. We didn't get anything from solid waste for the SIP. For the CIP.
Capital improvement.
Capital improvement.
Yeah.
Chuck didn't send in?
Nope.
Well, I mean, we've got a machine that's over 18 years old, and that's probably.
This is for 5 years, so it's from now to 29. So if you've got something in the next 5 years that you're going to need down there, we need.
Well, okay. We'll get that to you.
Yeah, it sounds like they're giving us a little more time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
Right. No, I mean, you're talking probably $80,000 item.
Okay.
But when we had the other one, it was said just put it in the budget.
Right.
And I think, you know, and that's good. You know, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
You know.
And the other one was the PD. They did put in for that, for the facility, but he didn't put in for the cruiser.
Okay.
So we need him to look at to see if, because remember we had the discussion last year, and we took it out of the budget, and we've always had the discussion of whether it should be in the budget or not in the budget.
Half a cruiser, whole cruiser.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so that should be in the budget all.
They feel that that's an item that should be in the CIP.
Okay.
Have a reason why it is too.
The cost.
Well, the cost, awesome. And it's not something that's a budgetary item necessarily. It's an expense for something major. So it should be in the CIP.
Right.
So in his case, if we're looking at 5 years, he should probably have two now.
Yeah.
For the police. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Either two or three.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, at least two.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, one for 24, and then one for maybe 28 or 27 or something like that.
So,
you're the liaison.
Yeah.
For the PD.
PD.
All right. So if you can mention that to him too.
Okay.
And there was some that, Jeff's not here tonight, but there was some that the highway put in, they put in 24. and some of those were questionable whether they were CIP items or they're just part of road maintenance or whatever. So I did give him Boyd's name too, and he was going to get in touch with Jeff and contact Boyd too.
Okay.
So thank you for jogging my memory. Anybody got anything else? Dick, did you have something for us? No? Okay. Then I'll entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'm glad he's here. He's been making all the motions tonight.
He's making up for the last meeting.
I'm trying.
Yeah, and I'll second it.
I think he's on supplements. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Holy God.